World History: Patterns of Interaction. Chapter 30, Section 1. Revolutions in Russia. Before you read. In the last chapter, you read about World War I. In this section, you will learn about the revolutions in Russia that occurred at the same time. Tsars resist change. How did Alexander III rule? In 1881, Tsar Alexander II was killed by radical students. When a new Tsar, Alexander III, took control of the Russian government, reforms stopped. He cracked down on anyone who seemed to threaten his government. He also mistreated all non-Russian peoples who lived within the Russian Empire, especially Jews. Nicholas II, the son of Alexander III, continued his father's firm rule. Question 1. How did Alexander and Nicholas rule? Russia industrializes. What changes did industrialization cause? Russia started a buildup of industry. It quickly became a leading producer of steel. Russia also built the Trans-Siberian Railway, the longest continuous rail line in the world. Although there was progress, working conditions were poor, wages were low, and children were forced to work. Workers grew angry. Revolutionary groups wanted to overthrow the government. Some followed the teachings of Karl Marx. One group, the Bolsheviks, was led by Lenin. He fled Russia a few years later to await a better time to put forth his ideas. Question 2. Who were the Bolsheviks? Crises at home and abroad. What crises did Russia face? In early 1905, the Russian army killed hundreds of hungry workers who had peacefully gathered to ask for relief. Strikes spread in protest. Nicholas was forced to allow some reforms to take place. He approved the creation of the Duma, Russia's first parliament. The suffering caused by World War I was the final blow against the Tsar's rule. As the war worsened, the Tsar lost control of Russia. Soldiers refused to fight. Prices shot sky high, and people starved. Meanwhile, his wife fell under the influence of an odd monk named Rasputin. He spread corruption throughout the government. Question 3. What developments helped lead up to the revolution? The March Revolution. What was the provisional government? In March 1917, the Tsar was forced to step down. A year later, he and his family were executed. A provisional government led by Alexander Kerensky was formed. Kerensky hoped to keep Russia in the war. The decision cost him the support of soldiers who no longer wanted to fight. He also lost the support of workers and peasants who wanted an end to food shortages. Across the country, these forces formed local councils called Soviets. In some cities, the Soviets had more real power than the government. In the middle of all this change, Lenin returned to Russia. Question 4. How did Kerensky lose support? The Bolshevik Revolution. Who led the Bolshevik Revolution? Lenin's slogan, "Peace, Land, and Bread," was soon taken up by many people. In November 1917, armed workers took control of government offices. Kerensky's power came to an end. To win the peasants' support, Lenin ordered all farmland be given to them. Workers were given control of the factories. Soon, Lenin agreed to a peace treaty with Germany. It gave away large amounts of Russian land, but it ended the war. Then, forces opposed to Lenin's revolution tried to defeat the Bolshevik army. The Civil War lasted 2 years. The fighting and the famine that followed killed 15 million Russians. In the end, Lenin's Red Army won. Question 5. Who fought the Civil War? Lenin restores order. Stalin becomes dictator. How did Lenin bring back order? In 1921, Lenin started a new plan to rebuild the Russian economy. It allowed for some private ownership of property. He also changed the government to form a new nation, the Soviet Union. It would be run by the leaders of the Communist Party. By the late 1920s, the Soviet economy had recovered. Farms and factories were producing as much as they had before World War I. After Lenin's death, Joseph Stalin took power. Question 6. What changes did Lenin make?